garage out there. It's out of town. So we're just barely in town.
I see. Yeah. You're just right on the edge of it here. Okay.
And there used to be a doctor here. Horse and buggy doctor.
In the when you were growing up, were most of the people in this area ranchers or farmers?
Most of them were farmers.
Is it been a big ranching area, or is it mostly farmers?
No, it's
been
mostly farming.
And what's the big crop grown? Or
wheat.
Wheat is.
Of course, now since they got irrigation, they grow a lot of corn too. But wheat was always a big crop, and really it still is. They raise good wheat here, and it's wheat that's got high protein content. And I think some of the dried out land wheat this year went up in the 60 bushels to the acre. Some of them made 70, I guess.
It must be good quality.
Yeah.
It must be really good quality. Yeah. Where did they take the wheat? They didn't take it to Idalia. They had to take it,
Not them. They took it to Ray or Burlington or St. Francis. Now they can take it to Idalia.
Yeah. There's a big granary there.
Yeah. They don't always do that, but they can.
Yeah. I was just thinking back to your grandfather, who seemed like such an interesting fellow, the one that was shot. Tell me a little bit more about him.
Well, after he left here and went to Montana, he got on the Northern Pacific Railroad, and he eventually was a conductor on a passenger train. And he was a typical, of course he was Scotch Irish, but he was a typical Irishman. He had fight at the drop of a hat. And shortly before he was murdered, some guy come after him with a knife, and his uniform was all slashed in back, just cut to ribbons. And Grandpa, of course, back then, they signaled everybody with a railroad lantern. And Grandpa finally got him with a railroad lantern, cold cocked him with his railroad lantern. And but he would fight his he'd fight his weight in bumblebees. But anyway, he was held up by two guys, and he was walking. He had left the house. He was going to walk down to the depot, which was about a mile. And my grandmother heard the shots. It was in an alley back of the house, and there was a Catholic church there that had some lights shining, and she saw two guys run, so she knew there were two guys, and she heard the shot, and they found the gun, and Grandpa carried a gun, and he tried to pull his gun. Probably if he hadn't, they'd have held him up, and he'd have been all right, but that wasn't my granddad. Nobody was going to do that to him. But anyway, they found the gun, and they said that the second or third shot they fired, the gun fell all to pieces or something, but they said that if the bullet had hit that railroad watch that I showed you, that the watch would have stopped the bullet. Well, they picked up two guys, and they held a trial, or they held them, but they just had circumstantial evidence and not enough to convict them. And my grandmother had a life insurance policy that she would have gotten $10,000, which this was in 32, which was a lot of money.
Yeah.
But in the life insurance policy, there was a clause that in case of a holdup or a murder, there had to be an admission of guilt or an eyewitness. And so she never clicked a dime of that insurance policy. And later on, one of these guys was sent to prison in Montana and for some other crime that he did. And they were pretty sure he was the one. And while he was in prison, he fell into the soap machinery, and it cut him all up, and he was dying. And he called for the sheriff at Billings. And they always thought that he called and he was going to admit killing my granddad. But he died before the sheriff got there, and so Grandma never did collect any